The United Nations' top health official in Syria says negotiations are underway to resume the evacuation of eastern Aleppo. The humanitarian effort was halted this morning. The government and the rebels are blaming each other. NPR's Allison Muse joins us now from Beirut. And Allison, this ceasefire has been on again, off again several times now in the past several days. What's the latest you're hearing about why the evacuation stopped this time?
That's correct. It's been a tense couple days after a failed attempt. Then finally, yesterday, we saw the promised evacuation begin. And the Red Cross and its partner, the Syrian Red Crescent, started bringing convoys out. And thousands of people have been evacuated, including hundreds of children, the most critically wounded people. But things stalled today, as you've heard.
And what's the reason for that?
The reason for that, we're hearing some different things. The Syrian government says that the rebels had tried to take hostages with them on the buses and that they'd also tried to take heavier weapons. They're only entitled to take their sidearms with them. That's what they say. The rebels deny all that and they accuse the regime forces of taking hostages among the people that were on the convoy. So it's a bit contradictory. But then you also have Hezbollah, which is the Lebanese militia that fights alongside Assad's forces, saying that actually there was also a protest against those last buses leaving because there are two small villages in the north of Syria besieged by the rebels, and they want a similar deal for those people.
About 9,000 people have been evacuated from eastern Aleppo since Thursday. Who is left in that part of the city at this point?
We've heard mixed figures on how many people have actually gotten out. But what humanitarians tell us is that thousands remain inside. This is not done. Many people still want to leave. They fear staying after the government takes over. As to what the situation is now, the humanitarians are focused on evacuating these remaining people and also caring for tens of thousands of people who have fled to the government side in the past couple weeks and who are living in substandard shelters and have nothing.
If the Syrian government has taken now full control of Aleppo, or at least is getting closer to doing that, what does it mean for the future of this six-year civil war, Allison?
Well, it means that the government is in a much stronger position in that the rebels do not have a foothold in a major city anymore. You know, Aleppo was a big, big chip for them. It was something they could negotiate over. It gave them some legitimacy. Now they're kind of reduced to the countryside in different non-connected areas. North of Aleppo, Turkey is backing the rebels not to overthrow Assad, but to make sure that ISIS gets pushed back and that it's not the Kurds that are the ones doing that and creating a state on their border. You know, that's a very different goal than these activists who opposed the regime went out on the streets for. It looks like the Syrian president is here to stay, even if the country remains very divided. And even if still you have the Islamic State and Kurdish-led forces and rebels controlling vast swaths of the country.
NPR's Allison Muse in Beirut. Allison, thank you.
Thank you.